Shalom Aleichem, everyone. What I'd like to learn this evening should be La'aliyas Neshama Rachel Bas Yehuda Aryeh Zecher Tzadekes Levracha, in memory of Mrs. Rachel Pirak, really a matriarch of our kehila here in Springfield, who was in Nefteris last night after Shabbos on the yard side of Rav Kook, on the yard side of Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, two of the greatest visionaries of the 20th century. Babi Pirak, as she was known, was also a great visionary. Anyone who can come out with numbers on their arm and still have the vision of what it could mean to build a family of Torah and Yiddishkeit and mitzvahs and Shabbos, certainly one of the Kedoshim Tahorim, a person who certainly teaches me and taught so many of us what it meant to have emunah. And really, what we're going to learn tonight is a little bit different. We're switching from our limud of making davening meaningful, from the beginning of davening, from brachos that we went through the beginning of the tfilos of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's what we're in the middle of, the tfilos of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But what I wanted to do tonight was to switch to the end of davening. The end of davening that goes on for about 50 days, from Rosh Chodesh El Aleph Elul through Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael through Hoshana Rabbah. And that is the adding of L'David Hashem Uri V'Yishi, the 27th chapter of Tehillim. We know that this isn't agreed upon by everyone, right? Certain Sephardic groups actually do not say it. Certain Ashkenazic groups do not say L'David Hashem Ori. The Vilna Gaon famously was against adding L'David Hashem Ori to the end of davening. But we know many, many have adopted this custom. It really only found its way into Siddurim about 200, 250 years ago, a little bit more perhaps. And so as far as Jewish customs, you could say it's a latecomer. It's something of a latecomer. But what is it that this Perek of Tehillim has become almost the anthem for this time of year? Again, it runs through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Me'etshuva, Yom Kippur, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkis, then Chol HaMoed, till Hoshana Rabbah, and even Shmini Atzeres, right? This is a Perek of Tehillim that is really infusing meaning to very, very different times. I understand they're all part of Tshuva one way or another, but as we spoke about Thursday night, every Tkufa, each time, really has a different focus to the Tshuva. We spoke Thursday night about the Tshuva of Elul and a little bit how that connects to L'David Hashem Orita, perhaps the central pasuk of this perek of Achash Altimeis Hashem Osa Avakesh, about yearning for closeness, for a relationship with God. But tonight I want to take a very, very different approach to this perek of Tehillim. And this is based on Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch's approach to the perek, and it's beautifully, beautifully explained and expounded upon by Rabbi Avi Baumel in a wonderful sefer that he wrote about the poetry of Tehillim, the poetry of prayer. Rabbi Baumel lives in Efrat. He's actually my brother's mechutin. My niece married his son. And Rabbi Avi Baumel wrote a beautiful sefer analyzing different prakim of Tehillim that are part of davening. And Rabbi Baumel discusses this perek at length. And what I wanted to do is to really have a different approach to L'David Hashem Ori. Because so often L'David Hashem Ori focuses on the Achash Alti, that this time of the year, and especially El, again, we said it Thursday night, we spoke about it Shabbos morning in Shul, that El is really when we get back to our roots, when we get back to, you know, what is the most important thing, to like hit the reset button of Achash Alti Meis Hashem, one thing that I want from Hashem, to have that relationship with Hashem. But when you look at L'David Hashem Ori as a whole, you see a very, very different picture. And when you look at L'David Hashem Ori as a whole, you will see, you could argue, that the main pasuk is not Achash Altim Eis Hashem Osa Avakesh, but the main pasuk of L'David Hashem Ori is in fact the very, very last pasuk of L'David Hashem Ori. And what I want to do tonight is just look at L'David Hashem Ori in totality, not just looking at individual psukim, but look at this chapter as a whole. It would be, of course, better if you had a Tehillim in front of you, if you had Perek Chav Zayin in front of you. but it's not absolutely necessary. But L'David Hashem Ori, the most famous connection between this time of year and L'David Hashem Ori, how does L'David, create a theme through Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot, and, each one of them really is so, so different. And that is because the Medrash Vayikra, the Medrash Socher Tov and Telem tells us, L'David Hashem Ori, Song of David, God, you are my light. That is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, God, you are my salvation. That's a reference to Yom HaKippurim. And then just a few verses later, we refer to Ki Yitzpeneni Basuka. In Pasuk Hey, we talk about God, when you conceal me, when you hide me in your sukkah. So that's obviously a reference to Sukkis. So the Medrash Vayikra Rabba La Torah, the Medrash Socher Tovan Tehillim, say that somehow in Perichov Zayin of Tehillim, David HaMelech is referring to all of these Yom Tovim. He's referring to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkis. So obviously this is a perek that's appropriate for these times. But in fact, that's a very weak connection, because it has reference to these prakim, so that's why we say it now. No, the fact that David is referring to these Yom Tovim teaches us that this perek really, in some ways, can be the anthem for this time of year. So now let's understand why. So first of all, when you look at the first part of the perek, so it's really almost David HaMelech. The beginning of the parak, what do you see in the beginning of the parak? In the beginning of the parak, David HaMelech, as we said, we're not going to say boasting, but he's almost saying, mi efchad, who am I going to be afraid of? Mi ira, who am I going to be fearful of? When my enemies crouch to eat my flesh, and these enemies, they come to attack me, they stumble and they fall. Think about it, in the first three psukim, David HaMelech is talking about not being afraid, not being fearful, not being worried when enemies come to eat his flesh, not being worried when wars are being waged against him. I mean, and he ends this part of the parak by saying, "Vizos ani boteach." This is what I trust in. What does he trust in when he has people who want to eat his flesh? What does he trust in when he has armies coming to attack him? And we say again, it starts, Mimi Ira, Mimi Evchad, who am I going to be afraid of? What do I Achash Altimes Hashem Osavakesh? One thing that I'm asking from God. One second. You say, this is what you're trusting in? You're trusting in the one, you're trusting in one thing that you're asking from Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai? What's going on? What does that mean? Why are you not afraid because you have trust in Hashem that your one yearning is to be close to Hashem? And then after that, Kitzpineni v'suka b'yom ra, when God hides me in a sukkah on the day of evil, Yisterini b'seisar ala b'tzuri yeromeni. And again, constantly this theme, al oivai sevivosa, you're going to lift my head around my enemies. But then look, in Pasuk Zayin, Shema Hashem koli akrava chaneni v'aneni, Hashem, please listen to my voice when I cry out. Be gracious to me and answer me. To you my heart cries out, your face I seek. Al taster panecha meni. In Pasuk Tes, Hashem, don't hide your face from me. Al tatpa af avdecha, Ezrasi ayisa al techeni v'al tazveni el keyushi. In your anger, don't reject me, don't abandon me. Right? Ki avi v'imi azavuni. Because my father and mother, they've already abandoned me. V'Hashem yasveni. But Hashem is the one that has to gather me up. And again, in Pasuk Yibbeis, David HaMelech, again afraid. Al t'tneini b'nefesh tzari, ki kamu v'edei sheker v'yifach chamos. Don't give me over to those that want to hurt me, to those that want to oppress me. So it's so interesting, Rav Hirsch and Rav Baumel, picking up on Rav Hirsch, points out that in the beginning of the parak, David HaMelech says, what am I afraid of? I have all of these tzaros, I have all of these enemies, I have war. People, again, the image of wanting to eat my flesh is frightening, right? That's frightening. That's supposed to strike fear into our hearts. Yeah? And David HaMelech then says, but bizos ani botech, this is what I trust in, that achash altimeis Hashem osavakesh, that I want one thing from Hashem, to sit by his house, lachsos b'no am Hashem, to take pleasure in Hashem all the days of my life, right? But then after that, what happens? David HaMelech says, Kitzpineni b'sukkah, God will hide me in his sukkah, but then slowly but surely the confidence that David HaMelech has begins to ebb. And David HaMelech says, Hashem, please listen to my voice when I cry out to you. Don't hide yourself from me. Don't abandon me from anger. My father and mother have already abandoned me. Please, you don't do that to me as well. And he's asking God to please guide me. And again, it's Pasuk Yud Beis, perhaps the straightest. Do not abandon me. God, please, I have people that are plotting evil against me. Lulei hamanti leros b'tuv Hashem b'eretz chaim. Lulei, that word lulei in early texts, written texts of Tehillim, has dots on the top. You have a good Tehillim, you'll see there are dots on top of the word lulei. What does that mean, lulei? Some actually have dots on the top and the bottom, not just the nekudos. What does that lulei hamanti leros b'tuv Hashem b'eretz chaim mean? What does that mean? So the lulei here, lulei is, if it wasn't for this, then I would have believed that I could see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. Meaning, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for all these tzaras that I had. And then we come to Pasuk Yedalad. So really, before Pasuk Yedalad, what's going on in this Perek of Tehillim? David HaMelech is starting off with this like bravado, but you know, you could argue that behind the bravado, right, there's bravado because there's really great insecurity. I mean, how often he refers to his enemies, he refers to fear, he refers to being frightened. And then, you know, one thing I trust in that I just want to be close to God. And then God's going to hide me. But then, again, slowly but surely, this insecurity that maybe in the beginning of the Perek wasn't so obvious, wasn't so clear, by the end of the Perek, it comes out roaring. At the end of this Perek, David HaMelech is really giving full expression to fear. He's giving full expression to having these enemies around him. And Al Titneni B'Nefesh Tzari, Hashem, please don't give me up. Please be there for me. I've already been given up. Those that are supposed to take care of me, those that are supposed to be there to protect me, they haven't. Aviv Imi Azavuni, they've abandoned me. Please, not you. And Lulei, if it wasn't for all these tzaras, Hamanti Liros, then I could believe that I'll see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. But the implication of Rav Hirsch's reading is, but I don't see that. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to see that because of all the tzaras that I have, because of the fright that I'm struggling with. And then the argument that Rav Hirsch makes is then we come to the key pasuk. The key pasuk is not Achashalti. The key pasuk of this parak is pasuk Yudalid, the very, very last pasuk. And as Rabbi Baumel points out, that so often in David HaMelech's Tehillims, in the Prakim of David HaMelech, it starts off with Tzara, it starts off with David HaMelech facing challenges and tremendous, tremendous tragedies. David cries out, Tashem, and then the Perek ends with salvation. But what we have over here is not that way. We have in this parak David HaMelech starting out confident, and he's saying, why am I confident? Because the one thing that I want is to be close to God. That's my focus in life. But then after that expression of great confidence and yearning for God seeps in the insecurities that David HaMelech actually gives voice to, that he's afraid, that he doesn't want to be abandoned. And this is what is on his mind. And what does the parak end with? Kaveh el Adonai, chazak v'yamitz libecha, v'kaveh el Adonai. Kaveh el Hashem, some say kaveh means to hope. Rav Hirsch translates kaveh as to wait. Wait for God. Strengthen yourself. Remain strong. Don't give in to fear. Do not give in to despair. V'kaveh el Hashem, and wait. Place your hope in Hashem. And so the way that Rav Hirsch understands this parak and the way that Rabbi Baumel explains it so beautifully is that this parak, L'David Hashem Ori, is the perfect parak for this time of year. You know why? Because this is a time of year that a lot of us are very insecure. This is a time of year when it's only natural to be afraid and to be worried and to think of everything that happened this past year. And of course, we try to look back and to say thank you to Hashem and to recognize all the goodness. But also, we look back at this year and recognize there's a lot of suffering. we recognize it this year with a lot of tzaras and every year, but Allah has kama v'kama this year, and look how we're even learning now. How we're learning on a computer, right? You know, I'm not a fan of this method of sharing Torah with one another, but L'David Hashem Ori is saying that when we come to this year, we have to recognize in our relationship with Hashem, in the confidence that we have through our emunah and bitachon, there are ups and downs. It's very hard to remain consistent, to remain constant in our holding on to Hashem and recognizing that kol David Rachman ul Tavavid, everything Hashem does is for the best, and Gamzu L'Tova, right? It's very easy to say Gamzu L'Tova. It's very easy to say everything Hashem does is for the best. It's very, very hard to live with that feeling, to live with that machshava. And so in L'David Hashem Ori, what David HaMelech is giving voice to is the insecurities that we all have, the insecurity of a believer. And when we come to this time of year, we all have it. Who's not afraid of what's going to happen in Tavshin Pei Aleph? Who's not afraid of what's going to happen in 5781? If you're not afraid of what's going to happen in 5781, then something's wrong with you, right? Or tell me what you're drinking. I want to drink it also. What Kool-Aid? I don't mean alcoholic beverage. I mean, like, what Kool-Aid are you drinking? It's only natural. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech, the one who's the sweet singer of Israel. David HaMelech, that is in the Prakim of Tilim, that when things are horrible, he cries out to Hashem. That's what David HaMelech is teaching us. It's natural to be afraid. It's natural for your confidence to falter. And for you to fall into despair at times and into hopelessness. And so that's why what David HaMelech is trying to bring us to is Kavi al Hashem, Chazak v'yam tzilbecha v'kavi al Hashem. Even when you want to say, Ach Hashalti, there's only one thing I want, and Bezos ani botech, that's what I'm trusting in Hashem, because the only thing I want is you, so Hashem, I'm going to throw myself to you, and you're going to catch me, right? In a time of godless democh, and in a time of incredible spiritual expansiveness, when we're feeling especially close to Hashem, it's very easy to say that. But how often are we feeling the godless demochen? How often are we feeling that great expansiveness of spirit? That's not easy. That's very, very difficult. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. That's what David HaMelech is telling us. Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. As we go through Elul and as we approach the Yimei Hadin, and then Aser Yimei Tshuva, and then Yom Kippur with the Kapara, and it's still going. It still goes after. With the lead up to Sukkot and all the mitzvahs and the joy that we're supposed to experience on Sukkot, David HaMelech is telling us just kaveh Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh Hashem. Just constantly reinforce. Wait. Place your hope in Hashem. That's what you have to do. And David HaMelech gives us this perek. Is what a gift. And now do you see why the minig developed that this is the perek that we have to say during this time? This is the anthem of this time. This is the anthem of insecurity. Mamish, this is what the anthem of insecurity is. L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi. And that's why it starts off so confident, you know, as we said, almost boastful, because I'm throwing myself to Hashem. But then we realize, one second, is that really going to work? But I have all these enemies around me. People that I was supposed to rely on, Avi V'imi, they're gone. They're gone. V'Hashem Yasfeini, Hashem, you're going to gather them in, right, Hashem? Alt to me, benefit Saroi. Don't abandon my soul to my enemies. Please, Hashem. Kaveh Hashem, chazak v'yamin tzlibecha v'kaveh Hashem. And I think this is such a beautiful parak of Tehillim. This is such an important parak of Tehillim for us to recognize that having emunah v'Hashem, having bitachon Hashem, doesn't mean that we always are feeling serene and confident and comfortable. No. Emunah bitachon v'Hashem, we have to constantly work on it. It's the things that Srichim Chizuk, it needs constant encouragement and reinforcing, because life comes at us hard. And life comes at us hard, and we have to know that it's normal to feel afraid. It's normal to feel very uncertain and anxious. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us, Kaveh Hashem. There's only one, just Kaveh Hashem. And that's why I think of Babi Pirek, who the learning tonight is Lidl and Shmasa Rachel Bas Yehuda Aryeh, Neshama Shnav and Aliyah, through everything, her children, Banim uvnei Banim, Oskim HaTorah v'mitzvahs, bring Aliyah's Neshmasa, but as a Holocaust survivor. had the doubts, had who knows what went through her mind. There's a few conversations I had with her about this, but that the zechus to be able to envision what a Jewish family could be, what continuity can be, and that's what we have to take this time of year, especially as we head into Yom Naram, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Who is not feeling anxious? Who is not feeling insecure? Who is not feeling very uncertain as we go into a second wave, the craziest election? People, older members of my shul saying, the rabbi, they never remember an election. Like, who knows? Who knows what Tav Shin Pei Aleph, what's going on there? It's still, who knows? But you know what? David HaMelech tells us, you want to know how we get through everything? Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'amitz Libecha V'kaveh El Hashem. That's what we have to do. And that's what I ask you to please do. Just constantly reinforce and put your hope over and over and say this pasuk over and over. This is the pasuk David HaMelech is giving us. What a gift David HaMelech is giving us. This pasuk, to just say it over and over. And again, it's a very different approach. Most Mefarshim look at the key pasuk of this parak as Acha Shalti Meis Hashem O Savakesh. No. The key pasuk of this, the anthem of insecurity, is Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'amitz Libecha V'kaveh El Hashem. And I give a bracha to everyone that the words of David HaMelech should bring us that emunah, should bring us that bitachon, that when we get very anxious, when we get very uncertain, feeling very insecure, that the words of David HaMelech can come and help be mechazik us and help connect us once again to the Eibishter. And with the Eibishter's help, we ask you, David HaMelech's asking Hashem, please give me faith in you. Please give me trust in you. And then we could be zelcha to the Yeshua's Hashem of Gemar Chasimatova, Ksivach Simatova, La'al Techaim Tovim Ulashalom, for us and for all of the Jewish people. Yishkach Gadol, everyone. Have a good night.